necessity of national consecration. And I am certain that on this day, my fellow Americans expect I will address them with a candor and a decision which the present situation of our people impels. So first of all, let me assert my firm belief that the only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
Today, tomorrow, and for an indefinite number of days to follow, the world faces a terrifying crisis. It's natural to feel as if nothing like this has ever happened. And for many of us, that's probably true. But our country has been through hard times before. The influenza of 1918, the Great Depression, the Second World War, polio, and the Cuban Missile Crisis. And in each case, our national character has been tested.
Let no one doubt that this is a difficult and dangerous effort on which we have set out. Many months of sacrifice and self-discipline lie ahead, months in which both our patience and our will be tested. But the greatest danger of all would be to do nothing.
I'm John Meacham, and this is Hope Through History. Together, we'll talk through five moments in time when America's leaders and citizens were forced to confront crises of historic magnitude, where we banded together and made it out the other side.
The American people will take anything on the chin so long as you give them the facts and you give them what you're doing to help.
I believe in history, and I believe in hope. For the story of humankind and of America is one of progress and enlightenment, however uneven, incomplete, and at times inchoate. The past isn't a perfect guide to the present or to the future, but to know that we've come through immensely difficult passages before, and Lord knows we have, can help arm us against despair.
The great fact to remember is that the trend of civilization itself is forever upward.
Download and subscribe now to Hope Through History with me, John Meacham, on Apple Podcasts, radio.com, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.